This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Hey, later on All Things Considered, there's going to be a story about the 27th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, if you're not a constitutional scholar, we'll tell you what the amendment dealt with in a moment. The key here is Michigan had a significant role in the history of the 27th Amendment. Michigan put it over the top in 1992. And you know who was there to witness it? Rick Pluta, Michigan Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. So, Mr. Pluta, why don't you set the scene for us?
Sure. Yeah, it was 1992, and that there was this spate of states that had adopted the Madison Amendment, and it was getting very, very, very close. So this resolution had already passed the Senate, and the House was sort of like, we'll get to it when we get to it. When word came down that the New Jersey Assembly was getting ready to take it up that afternoon, and so then it became a race to be the state that adopted the most recent amendment to the United States Constitution. And so here we have on the floor of the State House a Republican, State Representative Bill Martin, who's introducing the resolution and explaining what's going on.
The first state to ratify this amendment was Maryland, December 19th, 1789. Now, it can be said that James Madison was probably not real effective, but he's at least persistent. Here we are today, really with a historical moment. The state of Michigan has the opportunity, with the passage of this resolution, to ratify, being the ratifying state of this constitutional amendment.
So what does the 27th Amendment require? What's the Madison Amendment require?
Okay, well, it was proposed by James Madison, the father of the Constitution. It was supposed to be one of the first amendments in the Bill of Rights, but the states never adopted it. And there was no time limit for doing it, which is why this was allowed to linger on for so long. And what it says is that Congress, members of Congress, cannot collect a pay raise that they voted on for themselves until an election has intervened, that they have to face the voters before they get the pay raise that they voted on for themselves.
So this was going on. Different states were taking it up. What prompted these states to suddenly look at the Madison Amendment after more than 200 years?
Well, as we'll hear later on this afternoon on All Things Considered, it was an undergraduate student in Texas who got a bad grade on a paper explaining how the Madison Amendment might be adopted. The instructor just said it really didn't sound very reasonable, and so he set about proving that it could happen. So states started falling into line, and then as more and more states fell into line, the momentum picked up the faster it was happening. And so then, at the very end, it became a race to be the state that was going to put it over the top.
I hope that student is a teacher now. That's Rick Pluta, Michigan Radio's Capitol reporter and keeper of the history, because, you know, he's that old. Thanks, Rick.
Sure. Thank you, Lester.